This is the Media and Ministry column. These are some highly recommended books by Don Rundman. Made Known, Loved, Developing LGBTQ Inclusive Youth Ministry. Ross Murray, an ELCA deacon, wrote Made Known, Loved, drawing from his experience as director of the Naming Project. Murray provides congregational and ministry leaders with a framework, including best practices and helpful resources for developing a youth ministry that fully includes LGBTQIA+ youth. Youth ministry staff, and volunteers will appreciate the book's wisdom, support, and practical suggestions. It's organized by questions they may have about inclusive ministry, from adult leader recruitment and the importance of names to rituals and programming suggestions. Outlove, a queer Christian survival story. In Outlove, author and advocate Julie Rogers tells her particular story, coming out as a teenager in her Baptist family, working on the speaker circuit for Exodus International, which supported conversion therapy, marrying her wife at the Washington National Cathedral in the context of broader societal, political, and religious forces. Rogers' insightful observations and poignant stories about identity, inclusion, and marriage offer hope amid tensions between some Christians and the LGBTQIA+ community. Outside the Lines, How Embracing Queerness Will Transform Your Faith. With Outside the Lines, ordained Presbyterian Church minister Mihi Kim Court invites all the readers to explore what queer means in the context of the Christian faith. Weaving together personal stories and biblical insights, Kim Court gives readers a new lens for viewing their bodies, marriage, work, family, friends, and more. A queer spirituality transgresses the boundaries of how we live, move, and breathe throughout this world. Intersectional Theology, an Introductory Guide. For a more in-depth exploration of the construct of intersectionality, read Intersectional Theology by Grace G. Soon Kim and Susan Shaw. The authors propose a promising, hopeful result of engaging in this type of theological framework. Intersectional thinking can restore an activist center to our theology, demanding that what we think is not disconnected from what we do, and asserting the priority of engagement with the world for positive social change for the most marginalized as the end goal of our theologizing. Queerfully and Wonderfully Made, a Guide for LGBTQ+ Christian Teens. Edited by Leigh Finke, this guidebook is a go-to resource for LGBTQIA+ youth and their ministry leaders. Queerfully and Wonderfully Made features dozens of honest, relevant questions that queer and questioning youth can browse. Can I be queer and Christian? What if my family disapproves? What if my friends reject me? Real-life stories, a helpful glossary, and a comprehensive resource list give additional support to youth. Charming illustrations throughout add to the warmth, humor, and approachability of this guide. Welcoming and Affirming, a Guide to Supporting and Working with LGBTQIA+ Christian Youth. A companion guide to the previous title, Finke's Welcoming and Affirming covers a wide array of topics. Another one, A Coin Found, How God's Love Stretches to the Margins. Those drawn to captivating memoirs, offering honesty, humor, and profound revelations, will appreciate One Coin Found by Emmy Kegler, pastor of Grace Lutheran Church in Northeast Minneapolis. Her childhood years in a liturgical church community are followed by a central moment of self-discovery at age 14. Suddenly, my life made sense, and suddenly, my life was over. I was gay. Kegler's struggles with and discoveries about Scripture come into focus through the story of a lost coin and the powerful ways that she and all are found by God.